And it's been another jaw-dropping day in politics. In Turkey, Vice President Mike Pence announced a five-day ceasefire negotiated between the U.S. and Turkey days after Turkey invaded Syria following President Trump's widely condemned decision to pull American troops out.
It will be a pause in military operations for 120 hours while the United States facilitates the withdrawal of YPG from the affected areas in the safe zone. And once that is completed, Turkey has agreed to a permanent ceasefire.
The YPG, meaning the Kurds, the U.S. allies, many felt the president abandoned. President Trump's chief of staff also made an appearance today. Mick Mulvaney made a rare appearance in the White House briefing room, first to announce that the G7 meeting would be held at Trump's Doral Resort in Miami next year, and then to defend President Trump's request to Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, which, of course, launched the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Mulvaney said there was a quid pro quo, saying we do it all the time with foreign policy. And when asked about a diplomat who's testifying that Trump directed Rudy Giuliani, a private citizen, to get involved in Ukraine, Mulvaney said, I have news for him. Get over it. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us. And Tam, so...
Hi.
Hi. Mulvaney says, yeah, quid pro quo for military aid, part of the ordinary course of business. This is after a couple weeks of the president saying no quid pro quo.
Well, so Mulvaney is not wrong to say that it is normal in foreign policy for the United States to dangle out a meeting with the president of the United States in exchange for that country, doing something that is in line with U.S. foreign policy and what the U.S. government wants to happen.
Like,
these sort
like
of
maybe
exchanges are part of statecraft.
Right.
What
like,
is different here, and this is a very big difference, is that what President Trump wanted was for another country to investigate a political rival. That is where this goes south. And Mulvaney never really defended that.
Well, and I was going to say, yes, there's always that leverage that you use. If you want to get someone to improve their human rights record, for instance, you might hold something up. But this is, as you say, political. And what did Mulvaney say when asked about whether it was okay to withhold aid that Ukraine needed for security for Trump's political benefit?
Well, so what Mulvaney is saying is that they weren't doing this for President Trump's political benefit, that this was about corruption and that this was about wanting other countries to contribute more lethal aid to Ukraine. And that, yes, sure, President Trump also did explicitly mention to Mulvaney when he asked him to withhold that aid, to hold it up. He also explicitly mentioned wanting an investigation of what happened in 2016. And the Democratic Party servers. This is linked to a conspiracy theory that President Trump has been pushing since early 2017. But Mulvaney was asked, well, but what about the Bidens? Was there anything about investigating the Bidens or Burisma, the company that Hunter Biden was on the board of? And Mulvaney said, well, not in any meetings I was in. I didn't hear anything about that.
And what did he say about the many diplomats who are testifying behind closed doors, but we're seeing transcripts this week and or their opening statements, and they are saying things like they felt cut out of American foreign policy, which is their job. What did he say about their criticisms?
Well, in essence, he was saying that President Trump can choose whoever he wants to do this. And so having his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, taking lead on some of these things is the president's choice. And Mulvaney argued that the only politics involved here is that these bureaucrats don't like the president's politics. Now, yeah. What their testimony has indicated is that they were concerned about actual political, you know, actual partisan politics, election politics getting wrapped up in this, and not that they disagreed with President Trump's views on, say, corruption or Russia or something like that.
He also said that nobody here, apparently meaning the White House, has any problem with President Trump having Rudy Giuliani involved in what others are calling a shadow foreign policy. That's certainly going to be picked up again.
This conversation is not going away. Mick Mulvaney did not extinguish all questions about this. In some ways, he raised more questions.
Yeah. Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
A group of lawmakers from Northern Ireland is trying to put the brakes on a Brexit deal that Prime Minister Boris Johnson triumphantly